it is this kind of movement away from, you know, healthcare in a very personalized, very personal experience, as opposed to even like following the line of technology and you know, and how kind of moving in that direction away from, just like when you would call.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I believe that the great opportunity for peace comes from a regional approach, from involving our newfound Arab partners.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu speaking to reporters yesterday at the White House. Netanyahu responded to allegations that he should go to the Palestinians to try to negotiate peace.
If anyone believes that I, as Prime Minister of Israel, responsible for the security of my country, would blindly walk into a Palestinian terrorist state that seeks the destruction of my country, they're gravely mistaken.
While many in the liberal media are celebrating leaks from intelligence officials, President Trump calling them out, stating very plainly they're against the law.
From intelligence, papers are being leaked, things are being leaked. It's criminal action, criminal act, and it's been going on for a long time.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
High blood pressure is affecting Americans in epidemic proportions. If you're one of the millions trying to reduce your blood pressure to improve your health, there is a great new way to help you do it without drugs. It is the Zona, Z-O-N-A Plus. Air Force researchers discovered this effective and non-invasive treatment that works with isometric therapy. Check it out now at OrderZona.com or call 800-936-9080. Clinical studies have shown more than a 10% drop in blood pressure for regular users of Zona Plus. Get yours today by calling 800-936-9080 or going online to OrderZona.com. Listeners of this station will save $50 by using promo code USA2017. Reduce your blood pressure now the safe and drug-free way. 800-936-9080 or OrderZona.com and use promo code USA2017. That's 800-936-9080.
Defense Secretary James Mattis meeting with his NATO counterparts. Correspondent Chris Barnes has more.
Secretary Mattis says he's optimistic NATO allies will answer the call to boost defense spending so Washington doesn't have to reduce support for the military alliance as President Trump has threatened.
The message that I brought here about everyone carrying their fair share of the burden was very well received. It was not contentious.
And when asked about whether U.S. troops might be sent to Syria for the fight against ISIS, he said,
I first want to talk to the other allies and we'll decide where we're going. I'm going to fly from here into the Middle East.
I'm Chris Barnes.
People with ADHD have smaller brains than those without the disorder. That's a finding of researchers in the Netherlands who reviewed thousands of brain scans. The overall brain volume was slightly smaller in those who had ADHD in the region that controls emotions, showing the most difference. They say the research is important because it shows ADHD is a real disorder. USA Radio News.
Ah, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Bad news for people trying to get the city government of Phoenix to turn the city into a sanctuary city. Here's more in the story from Ted Houston.
Council members and the police chief noted that Phoenix cooperates with ICE now.
The city of Phoenix is already participating in deportation proceedings.
Councilman Jim Waring saying police are required to contact ICE for every arrest, and sometimes ICE puts an immigration hold on that person. Resident Sophia Rahner says we don't need cops being deputized by the 287G program.
287G says the federal government can take our police officers away from public safety and make them do federal law.
The council rejected the petition, but will create a study committee on how it can legally challenge Senate Bill 1070, which requires some immigration enforcement.
Anti-Trump organizers creating a day without immigrants to protest Donald Trump. However, one major school district is telling their students and teachers, you better show up to school. Here's more from Jason Campidonia.
The nation's second largest school district contacted parents and employees via voicemail on Wednesday evening, saying students and staff are encouraged not to disrupt learning by participating in the protest. A week after the election, LA Unified, which is 74% Latino, saw thousands of students leaving classrooms and march on City Hall. It's unclear if disciplinary action will be taken against students or faculty who don't show up today. Demonstrations are expected to take place in cities with large immigrant populations across the country. Jason Campidonia, Los Angeles.
USA Radio News.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Thank you. Instruction, a great icebreaker is Rotate Partners. Our instructor will teach Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Thank you.
Every day. USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
It might be a bigger and better deal than people in this room even understand. That's a possibility. So let's see what we do.
President Trump, from his press conference with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel, saying negotiations for a peace deal could be bigger than anybody believes. Trump also called out the press for what he called unfair treatment of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn.
General Flynn is a wonderful man. I think he's been treated very, very unfairly by the media, as I call it, the fake media in many cases. And I think it's really a sad thing.
Senate confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch will start the week of March 20th. The hearings are expected to run 3 to 4 days at the Senate Judiciary Committee. President Trump nominated the federal court judge to replace Antonin Scalia, who died a year ago. Many considered the presidential election a referendum on who Americans wanted on the Supreme Court. USA Radio News.
Let yesterday's accomplishments affect today. Use Blue Emu, available in stores nationwide.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Trump's new Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, meeting with his Russian counterpart, correspondent Chris Barnes, has details.
The United States will consider working with Russia when we can find areas of practical cooperation that will benefit the American people.
America's top diplomat speaks to reporters after a meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Rex Tillerson met with him on the sidelines of a G20 summit in Germany.
Where we do not see eye to eye, the United States will stand up for the interests and values of America and her allies.
At the first meeting between the two since Tillerson became Secretary of State, he also says he called on Russia
and worked to de-escalate the violence in the Ukraine.
I'm Chris Barnes.
California bracing for another series of powerful Pacific storms. Forecasters say heavy rain and strong winds are likely to cause flooding and mudslides along the West Coast for the next few days. At the Oroville Dam, close attention being paid to water levels and whether residents will have to evacuate again. USA Radio News.
Ah, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
A bizarre series of robberies in New York where a man used a machete. Here's the story from Jennifer Polsoni.
Nassau cops say a man with a machete first tried to rob a Seaford Dunkin' Donuts but left empty-handed when told there was no money. About a half hour later, a worker counting tips at a South Farmingdale Carvel approached by possibly the same man inside his store with a large knife. The thief getting away with about $40 in tips. The robber's face covered in each crime and had a similar description. Luckily, nobody hurt in the holdups. Jennifer Polsoni, New York.
Legendary British statesman Winston Churchill believes the truth is out there. Here's Mark Mayfield.
A recently uncovered essay indicates that Winston Churchill was pretty sure intelligent aliens were out there somewhere. An unpublished essay the legendary British statesman wrote in 1939 has been in the archives of the National Churchill Museum in Fulton, Missouri since the 1980s. In Are We Alone in the Universe? Churchill wrote he was not so impressed by what he called the success we're making of our civilization here to think that Earth is the only spot in the universe with living, thinking creatures. An Israeli astrophysicist reviewed the essay last year and discusses it in an article in the science journal Nature.
South Carolina Republican Nick Mulvaney headed to the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue. The Senate confirmed Mulvaney as the White House budget chief. He'll be running the sprawling Office of Budget and Management. The vote was tight, 51-49. Some Republicans were concerned about Mulvaney's past support for defense spending cuts. USA Radio News.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Insurance News Corner. I'm Russell Anderson. So we're going to be officially starting the news app. I know we kind of had a premature start at the beginning here. Without further ado, elevating lead levels back to 200 new county schools. 200 new county elementary schools have lead in their water that is above the level where action is required to take, according to letters released on Tuesday. Lambertville Public School and West Anwell County Elementary School are the 700 Mitchell School District at test shown lead in water in excess of 15 parts per billion. Federal guidelines require any action taken if the number is higher than 15 parts per million. A first draw test of the point where water comes to the Lambertville Public School building came back at 320 parts per million, or 21 times the minimum number. A flush sample taken after the water had been running for several minutes shows a significantly lower result of 2.3 parts per million. A total of four sample sites included at the point of entry reveal elevated levels of lead in the water. The sites include two water fountains at a kitchen sink. Two water fountains were turned off with additional remedial action be taken and the fountains were sampled. The remedial action on the sink and the point of entry pipe was posting signs that the water was for hand washing only and not safe to drink, according to the letter. The tests at Lambertville Public School show all the water fountains had a flush sample of 54 parts per billion and are having a 5.4 third straw result. That water fountain has been turned off. The water fountain in room 7 has also been turned off after first straw results revealed the lead at 16 parts per billion. That number dropped to 7.1 with a flush sample rate. The school's kitchen sink had a first straw result of 6 but a flush sample of 0.4. Signs and posted see water that can be used for hand washing. Two samples at West Anwell came back with elevated levels of lead. One was from the water fountain in room 15, which had a first straw result of 18 parts per billion, and a flush sample result of 4.2. The water fountain was turned off. Spoiler sink had a first draw number 15, and a flush sample of 4.2. The sink was also at a 7-6 boundary, the sink and wash on it, only post up according to the letter. West Anwell Elementary School's website notes that samples were collected on September 9th of last year and results came back on September 11th. There was no information posted on the Lambertville Public School site. It is not known why the letters were sent out only yesterday and no one from the district responded to a request for comment. Recent test results of high levels of lead in Lambertville and West Anwell Public Schools have sent a chill through the community. Jeff Tittle, a Lambertville resident and the director of the New Jersey Sierra Club, parents and teachers are very concerned about the levels of lead that were found in faucets and found in these schools. Child exposure to lead of any amount can cause learning disabilities as well as lifelong health problems. Title said the 15 parts per million standard for schools is too high when compared to the private well testing act, which requires any amount above 5 parts per million to be addressed. He also criticized a lack of effort until recently pushed for water testing in schools statewide. May of last year, Governor Chris Christie announced plans to test the water at all state schools. These children have been put at risk since schools weren't doing what they needed to be doing for many years, Tyler says. For years, children across the state, including this district, have been drinking water with high levels of lead. Unfortunately, New Jersey's way of dealing with lead in the drinking water is a cold and spring policy to buy just 5 bottles of water. A number of other schools in Clarion County markets to lead water and address any elevated levels. Did you know it takes only less than one teaspoon for you to actually be poisoned by lead? And even how small an amount of lead that is, about half a teaspoon. A teaspoon's really small. Just that small amount can cause serious problems for you. It's crazy. This is why I never really drank out of water fountains. Still, well, it was that reason, and because they were always really broken to the point where they were like only like the water was only like coming out and kind of just hitting the faucet itself and as you were rolling out the drain. So I didn't want to put my lips on the actual faucet in order to drink out of it. Dumb, but so yeah, I'm like thirsty for this middle school. Okay. Protests outside Congressman Lance's
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Psychiatrists in the county because their waiting list is, you know, how many? That's why they're in and they're out. They're in and they're out. Write a prescription, let them out. Write a prescription, let them out.
Well, they have a lot of people that
because they don't have, you know, the time, and that's so sad too.
Yeah, Larry, the same woman from Mental Health Association, Barbara Johnston, is the woman, her kind of advocate there.
Now the patient has a right to say no; they don't want to have Skype. And then they have to wait till a psychiatrist comes in. And usually it's the next morning. But it's just what we've come up with to try to solve these problems. We don't have enough psychiatrists. Oh, but they have psychiatrists on Skype in, you know, Nevada or Arizona or wherever. And, you know, in 2 minutes they can read what this person wrote. And they'll make a decision. No, release them. No, we won't commit them, you know, or whatever.
Right.
And it's, to me, it's like, really? You know? But that's what they're doing because there's a lack of psychiatrists.
I met somebody that actually lived in Tennessee. And because kind of where they are and kind of out and kind of there's not a lot of health resources. And they use that. Kind of like the tele thing for a lot of different things, their mental health as well as their physical health, you know, and, you know, again, to me, it kind of comes back to the fact that when you're dealing with physical health, you can take my